E per questo che sta siete pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master Lord, those who have been unto remembrance in our supplication and prayer which offer upon to you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already honestly prepared them, those who are to kill them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection.
Στάσιτε με τα φοφόθεο, ακούσαμε το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Chapter of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple, his blessing be with us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our father David the prophet, and the gave me his blessing be with us all. Amen. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior, King of us all. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, the living God, and to whom is due glory forever. Amen. Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, see, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.